This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There was hard-edged anti-American rhetoric today from Iran. In a rare Friday sermon, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said U.S. President Donald Trump is a clown who only pretends to support the Iranian people but will push a poisonous dagger into their backs. As AP correspondent Joseph Krauss tells us, Khamenei also had harsh words for three U.S. allies over the nuclear agreement they signed with Iran in 2015.
This was in response to the decision by Britain, France, and Germany to trigger a dispute mechanism within the 2015 nuclear deal. This was a move that they took that's aimed at bringing Iran back into compliance with the deal. And it comes after Iran announced after the killing of General Soleimani that it would no longer adhere to the limitations of the nuclear agreement.
After claiming there were no U.S. casualties in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases last week, the U.S. Defense Department now says there were, in fact, several concussion injuries. We're told that 11 soldiers are being screened for traumatic brain injuries and that most have been taken to the U.S. Regional Medical Center in Landstuhl, Germany. The missiles were launched in retaliation for the U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, commander of Iran's elite Quds Force. In the Central American nation of Panama, prosecutors say they have found the corpses of six children and a pregnant woman in a clandestine burial pit where a religious sect was discovered torturing indigenous people in what appeared to be exorcism rituals. The pit was found near the Caribbean coast, where police a day earlier had arrested 10 members of an evangelical sect known as the New Light of God. Police at the same time freed a group of captives whose members had been tied up and beaten. Some had also apparently suffered burns. In Malawi, people are protesting in the streets over the alleged bribery of judges overseeing a legal challenge to last year's re-election of President Peter Mutharika. Thousands rallied Thursday in three cities after the country's chief justice charged that the five jurists had been offered payoffs. From Washington, this is VOA News. The third-ever U.S. Senate impeachment trial of an American president is underway, with opening arguments set for next week. It is in recess until then. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Senate received the formal House resolution yesterday.
Impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Congressman Adam Schiff will be one of the House prosecutors presenting the case to a jury of 100 senators. Opening arguments are due to start Tuesday. First, the Senate will issue a formal summons to the White House, and the president's legal team is expected to respond by tomorrow. He already has.
It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Which he says Democrats are conducting to win the election.
That hopefully they're not going to win.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
With his Senate impeachment trial in front of him, President Trump is denying charges by a former associate of his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. The major allegation that Mr. Trump was fully aware of pressure applied on Ukraine to launch an investigation of Joe Biden, a political rival. Pressure designed to benefit the president's re-election bid. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
The accusations are being made by Lev Parnas, who is under indictment for funneling foreign contributions to U.S. political candidates, including Trump. The president calls them the current hoax.
He's trying to probably make a deal for himself.
Trump says he does not recall any conversation with Parnas, who is also implicating Vice President Mike Pence and Attorney General William Barr as being part of the plan to get Ukraine to announce an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The British monarchy, already tarnished by the scandal surrounding Prince Andrew, is being buffeted once again with Prince Harry's decision to break away from the royal household with his wife, the Duchess of Sussex, and their baby. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Prince Charles, the future king, has long been seen as a potential modernizer who wants a more modest monarchy in line with other European royal households. And the streamlining process has already begun with the astounding developments of recent months. But the changes have come at a terrible cost for Charles, who has seen his brother Prince Andrew disgraced and his once close sons Prince William and Prince Harry become estranged. The trials and tribulations of Andrew and Harry, one tainted for a close friendship with a convicted sex offender, the other unwilling to continue his high-profile role, will take both out of their royal duties. Zaria Shakili, London.
Ukraine's prime minister offered his resignation today after the leak of an audio recording in which he was heard making disparaging comments about President Volodymyr Zelensky's understanding of the country's economy. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.